When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome to you to Phil Call Radio Time, produced and transcribed in the Marine Memorial Auditorium in San Francisco, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs, and Bing's guest, Miss Ethel Merman.
Grand gal.
And now that spring is here, it's my pleasure to present Philco's fragrant little flower, Bing Crosby.
Here now, fragrant. What is this here?
Well, Bing, you do smell awfully nice tonight.
Oh, yes. That's my new before shave lotion can.
Before shave lotion?
Yeah, for busy men. You put it on your face beforehand, then you don't have to shave. Nobody can get close enough to see if you need one or not.
Well, certainly is powerful stuff. What do you call it?
5 o'clock madness.
Oh.
Oh, it's so racy.
Well, Bing, you not only smell good this evening, you look pretty good, too. You've been outdoors a lot this past week?
Every day, Ken. Oh, this spring air.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing a little trotting around the golf course down Carmel?
Oh, no, not at all. I've been busy with my gardening.
You mean you take care of your garden yourself?
Oh, mais oui, certainement. It's the best thing in the world for a fellow. I raised a victory garden during the war, you know. Did a lot of good.
What good did that do?
We won the war, didn't we?
Well, Bing, I don't see how a man who's as busy as you are can find time to work in a garden.
Oh, this is California, Ken. Doesn't take any time at all to grow stuff. You stick some teensy plants in the ground, squirt a little water on them, before you know it, you're the proud father of 3 dozen ripe tomatoes.
That's remarkable.
It's even more remarkable when you realize that I planted cabbages to begin. But speaking of remarkable things, Ken, do you know that I have a new Technicolor picture coming out soon?
You mean the Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court?
Sensational news. It'll be on display at popcorn stands all over the country shortly. Or if you prefer, you can munch on a candy bar during the picture. But try and be in your seats, though, for some of the Burke Van Heusen songs, such as the ensuing, which, John Scott, busy doing nothing, if you will.
La, la. We're busy doing nothing, working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere, isn't it just a crime? We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time. I have to watch the river to see that it doesn't stop, and stick around the rosebuds so they'll know when to pop.
Better keep the crickets cheerful, they're really a solemn bunch.
Basso, basso, and only an hour for lunch. La 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 la. We're busy doing nothing, working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do.
We're busy going nowhere, isn't it just a crime?
We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time. I have to wake the sun up, he's liable to sleep all day, and then inspect the rainbows so they'll be bright and gay.
You must rehearse the songbirds to see that they sing in key.
Bustle, and never a moment free. Busy doing nothing, working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere, now isn't it just a crime? We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have.
We never do have.
We never do, never do, never do, never do, never do, never do have the time.
Very nice. Fingin' with a Mare. Say, that song moves right along.
I think it has a certain insouciance. Mm-hmm. You like busy doing nothing, eh?
Yes, it reminds me of a song that we sing at the Philco factories.
What is Bing? This?
Only instead of busy doing nothing, our song is called Busy Doing Something.
Well, when you have a lot of factories, I guess that's the proper attitude. What's going on at the Philco plants now? What's everybody busy doing?
Well, they're busy turning out those fine Philco products.
Oh, yes, great Philco products. And great Philco quality, too.
Yes, indeed.
I think, could you summarize just some of the many virtues on the Philco radio? Something succinct, incisive, and short, hmm?
All right. Well, Bing, the fellow who's saying plenty right now is your Philco dealer. And he isn't just spilling words, he's talking money. Real red-hot values on brand-new 1949 Philco radios and radio phonographs. Folks, if you want the most for your dollar in a quality radio, see your Philco dealer now. This is your big moment to buy, but definitely. Values were never greater, quality never so high. You're missing plenty if you miss this opportunity to trade in your old radio on an up-to-the-minute Philco. Ask your dealer about new, more liberal credit terms, and look for the Philco name when you buy. Like the hallmark on sterling silver, it's your guarantee of quality from the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Russ Morgan, the band leader, composer, and epicure of Scranton, PA, has written this fine tune with Jack Stewart.
So tired of waiting for you, so tired of longing for you, tired of waiting, saving my love for you. So tired of dreaming daydreams, so tired of only play schemes. Why don't you call me? Call me tonight, my dear. Tell me that your thoughts are all of me, sweetheart. All day long, I wonder why we're far apart. So tired of dreaming of you, so tired of waiting for you, but though I'm tired, I'll wait forever, dear.
Oh, so tired
of dreaming of you,
so lonely and tired
of waiting for you, but though I'm tired, I'll wait forever, dear.
So tired, so tired.
Thank you. Every year...
You know, every year since we've been filibustering for Philco, every spring we've managed to take our broadcast east to catch the new shows and case the opening games of the horse-eyed season, spend some time with a vivacious, vigorous, and valued friend. This year, a strict shooting schedule at Paramount Movie Mill prohibits such a trek, and while we'll miss the shows and blow the ball games, we are compensated because of the arrival in this climb of that valued friend that I mentioned earlier. In this case, of the mountain coming to Mohammed, I'm tickled tan to introduce the brilliant, brittle bombshell of Broadway, the mighty Ethel Merman.
Dr. Park Bench.
Merm, you look great. Really saucy. Must have had a wonderful trip out here from New York, huh?
I did, Bing. Oh, a terrific trip.
Did you come on a super chief?
No.
A chief?
No.
What then?
A squaw.
A squaw? That's a train.
No, an Indian. Oh.
Piggyback all the way, huh?
Yep. She claims I'm the biggest papoose she ever had in her caboose.
I bet you were the liveliest, too. Ethel, don't tell me you rode the same squaw all the way out from New York.
Oh, of course not, Bingo. At Chicago, you got to change Indian.
Just like the trains, huh? You know, the next time I travel, I must go by Indian. It sounds like such fun.
Oh, I don't think you'd enjoy it.
Why not?
No club car.
You wouldn't bother me, none. I never go into the club car anymore, anyhow.
Oh, I can understand that. You know, it's a pretty long walk back there from the baggage car.
Dear. Not that so much, Ethel. But every time you go into the club car and you sit down to relax and the guy next to you whips out a business card, shoves it under your nose and says, "My name's Krausmeyer with the Eastside Paint and Varnish Company out of Omaha. Represent 16 western states with the finest little old line of paints and supplies this side of the Susquehanna." So, for the next 300 miles, you're forced to talk about paints, varnishes, and his Aunt Tilly's sacroiliac.
What's so bad about that?
I want to talk about me.
Oh, you poor kid, you. Well, then let's talk about you now.
Okay, ask me anything.
Okay. Are you happy to see me out here in California?
What happened to me?
I guess you got lost.
Yes, that figured. It's a pleasure to see you, though, Ed. Gosh, you certainly had a wrong run, didn't you, with that Annie Get Your Gun on Broadway? What was it, 3 years?
Yep.
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm with the Ace High Paint and Varnish Company out of Omaha. I represent 16 western states with the finest little old line of paints and supplies this side of the Monongahela.
How about your Aunt Tilly's sacroiliac?
Oh, she's in awful shape. Her sacro hasn't seen her iliac in months.
Well, tell her not to worry. It's probably just a temporary separation. Ethel. Pretty orthopedic, isn't it? Ethel, we can't have you selling paint and varnish. You're too good a song salesman. You can't compare music with paint.
Oh, I don't know about that, Big.
Oh, I do. Why, when Buddy Clark... He could sing a song to a girl, Buddy Clark, and make her feel 10 years younger.
Yes, but I could sell that same girl some paint that would make her look 10 years younger. And the same thing goes for Buddy Clark.
He'd be happy to hear that. It'd be nice. You'd be happy to hear that. Just stick to the girl, Ethel. What are you selling? Are you selling cosmetics or barn paint?
Well, that depends on how broad the baby is.
Here, now, wait. Now we're getting into the happy stuff. I see what you mean, but Ethel, we can't sell paint right at this moment. The big thing on this show is selling Philcos and music.
Well, do you have any music in mind?
Not only in mind, but in hand. Hmm? Now, as you well know, Merm, there are thousands of struggling young composers all over the world who are constantly turning out songs. They might well become the hits of tomorrow, if only somebody would sing them today.
And we're elected, huh?
We are the lucky ones. So, folks, please stand by now for a barrage of ballads which were selected by our special board of tone-deaf music haters.
Your Flop Parade. Yes, your all-time Flop Parade, starring those two happy hooligans of harmony, Ethel Merman and Bing Crosby, with the music of John Flop Trotter. Your Flop Parade, a soggy sack full of saggy songs which are headed for oblivion unless you, the people, give them a shove. Your all-time Flop Parade is brought to you by the makers of Air. Remember, friends, always insist... Remember, friends, always insist on genuine Air. Here is one of our satisfied customers, Mr. J.S. Trotter of Bicycle Pump, North Carolina. Mr. Trotter says...
Well, sir, I've been breathing air for now on to 40 years. Just look at me, I'm full of it.
Thank you, Mr. Trotter. And now, on with your Flop Parade, featuring Bing and Ethel.
Hi-de-ho, S.
Hoity-hi, Cross.
You all set?
I'm as set as I can get.
Then lower the net. Miss Merman, and flip the Flop Parade into high gear. What's the first lilt on the list tonight?
Well, it's a tune written by Flora Goldberg of Densmore Drive, Toledo, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
This one is called Rhythmitis. Start slugging, Merman. This one's real jazzy.
Walking, I'm only walking, but it's like walking on xylophones with that old rhythmitis in my bones.
Rhythmitis, rhythm, rhythmitis.
Dining or just reclining, I hear the pining of baritones with that old rhythmitis in my bones.
Rhythmitis in our bones.
Where can I run to? It's neath the moon and neath the sun, too. What does it want to follow me for? This thing that makes my heart go 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathing, only breathing, but I'm unsheathing such torrid tones. It's not bronchitis or laryngitis or tonsillitis or sinusitis. It's rhythmitis in my mind.
Smasher, absolute smasher.
And you smashed it to smithereens, too.
Thank you. Give me a broom and I'll sweep up the joint.
Oh, no, let it lay there. Here's a song that was just handed to me by one of the stagehands, Professor Leon Chevalier. It's called Grace.
Is it a love song, Bing?
Got to be. It will become apparent as the lyric unfolds that the writer really goes for Grace in a very big, very big way.
There'll never be another girl like Grace. The fuzz around her chin is just like lace. I love to run my fingers through her face. And such a good girl, Grace. And furthermore, her eyes are almost blue. She's got the cutest little nostrils, too. Oh, I can hardly wait until her teeth are out of that brace so I can kiss my Grace.
Thank you. You've been most patient. Now, here's a short but dull message from our sponsor.
Friends, your flop parade is brought to you through the carelessness of our product, Air. Here is what another of our satisfied customers has to say. She is the well-known bubble dancer, Miss Bubbles LeBoo, and she says...
For years, I've been entertaining in class night spots, doing a dance while dressed in nothing but bubbles. I always fill my bubbles with air. One night I tried to do without air. While hopping, I done 60 days.
Thank you, Bubbles LeBoo. Now back to your flop parade with Bing and Ethel.
Lost your mind, then. This time, Ethel, shall we bend our vocal blends on an up-and-coming ballad?
I'd be delighted, Bingo. Mm-hmm. How about this one? It's a tragic torch tune called There's a Flaw in My Flu.
Oh, that sounds like the perfect vehicle. It was written by a chimney sweep who was thrown out of work when his employer switched to natural gas. This song is bound to sweep every chimney in the country. Hit it, John.
This is a lovely day. Change the light.
Special lavender for this. I used to sit by my fireplace and dream about you. But now that won't do. There's a flaw in my flu.
Your lovely face in my fireplace was all that I saw. But now it won't draw. 'Cause my flu has a flaw.
From every beautiful ember, memory arose. But now I try to remember. And smoke gets in my nose.
Oh, it's not as sweet by the unit heat just to sit and dream about you. So, darling, adieu. There's a flaw in my flu.
Oh,
that was so torchy, the soot is still falling all over the place.
Yeah, but let's don't stop here, Bingo. There must be some more we can shove through the door from oblivion to limbo.
Oh, indeed there are. I'm loaded with it. Now, here's a song written by... This was written by a local boy, Ed Walsh, of the University of California at Berkeley. This is called On a Rainy Day. Ed is also the writer of that big hit of last year, the song that took Boise, Idaho by storm, Boise, Idaho. Miss Merman, will you open your umbrella? We'll start on this rainy day.
Here it comes.
And if you remember it, you get a lot on me.
Cuddling by the fire ain't too much fun when the sun is bright and gay.
But to petting and such can't hurt much
on a rainy day.
Sunshine's fine for the mulberry vine.
But if I may have my say, there's no use missing a little bit of kissing on a rainy day.
Airedales have their puppies. You won't hear them complaining.
Why, even guppies have little guppies on days when it is raining.
So please don't sigh at a cloudy sky. Everything can be quite gay. You're just a dream for hire by a ceiling fire
with impregnated pine cones.
On a rain.
Lord, if Dr. Sproul ever hears that, he's going to want to talk to Mr. Walsh.
Well, Bingo, here comes the wind-up.
What pulsating roundelay are we going to pipe to the populace now, Merm?
It's that great Lover's Lament penned for two voices by the Bard of Chicago.
That can only be the artistic, soulful Mr. John Keeley, author of the immortal ballad, It's Time I Wrote the Folks in Terre Haute. And many others too maudlin to mention here.
Exactly. Mr. Keeley's latest is entitled Silver-Coated Moon.
Oh, and this one is a rip snorter.
Well, let's do it without a care, Bingo. If you rip your snorter, we'll have it vulcanized in the morning.
Mr. Trotter, your most mellow trombones, please, and your most moving reeds for Silver-Coated Moon.
Silver-coated moon.
Surprise.
Please start shining soon so that we can spoon earnestly tonight.
Silver-coated moon over love's lagoon so that we can spoon this lovely night in June. Silver-coated moon,
silver-coated moon,
please start shining soon.
This is a special arrangement
so that we can spoon,
so that we can spoon
earnestly tonight.
Silver-coated moon,
silver-coated moon,
over love's lagoon,
over love's lagoon,
so that we can spoon,
so that we can spoon
this lovely night in June, this lovely night in June.
Silver-coated moon.
Friends, winds up another all-time flop parade. Now, on to the hits at our Philco dealers. Right now, the sensational Philco 1405, the world's finest table radio phonograph, is 1, 2, 3 on the radio hit parade. And no wonder, it has a special acoustical system, including a true tone chamber that's brand new in a table model, and it gives you the same full performance you expect only from expensive consoles. Believe me, folks, this Philco 1405 is the all-time tops in table models. Compare it and let your own ear be the judge. And remember, you get a two-speed phonograph for both conventional and long-playing records, automatic record changer, and a powerhouse radio, all with the most brilliant, true-to-life tone you ever bent your ear to. And the price? Your Philco dealer's got news for you. Ask him now how much easier it is to own the world's finest table radio phonograph from Philco, the leader.
This is the ballad from Connecticut Yankee, the movie I mentioned earlier in the show. Likely to mention it again this spring several times, too.
Once and for always, let's have it understood. We will be together just the way we should. Let's not wait and hope for something more sublime. Don't you know that always isn't too much time? So once and for always, let's say that it's agreed. Wishing days are over, this is all we need. And tonight we'll notify the stars above that once and for always, and no less than always, and I will be in love.
Now, thanks to Ethel Merman, who appeared tonight through the courtesy of Robert D. Levitt.
Thing is, if you'll turn your big blue eyes into my soft, furry brown ones, I want to tell you that was a lot of fun, partner.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, gal.
Who's going to be with you next week, Bing?
Next week, Ethel Dennis Day joins our happy little group.
Me and little Dennis Day, the tenor?
I don't mean Frank Parker.
Tenors are coming back in style, you know.
But Dennis already has two shows, Bing. What's the idea of giving him another one?
Keeps him out of mischief, Ethel. You'd be surprised how much juvenile delinquency is caused by these kids with only two shows wandering around the streets. Time off, leisure on their hands. Well, come on, Ethel, let's go out and grab a sandwich somewhere, huh?
Well, as long as we're grabbing, let's grab a steak.
Okay, kiddo.
What about the check?
Oh, I'll pay the check.
No, I mean my check for tonight.
Oh, these New York girls, they want steaks and money, too. I'll get even next week on Dennis Day, though. Good night, folks. Thanks very much. Thank you.
This program was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guest, Dennis Day. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.